I'm joined by my first guests for today. I'm joined by Johnny from the Phoenix Health Hub, and I'm joined by Neil from Pureprint. Good morning, both of you. All good?
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, marvellous.
Amazing. Yeah, well. Yeah, weather's not great today. We talk about this every time.
It's a bit overcast.
Yeah.
It's fine. We work inside.
That's good. That's good. You're all right then. Amazing. So we're here to talk about the Uckfield Business Awards, of course, and talk about all the things to do with your categories and what you are sponsoring. But first of all, Johnny, tell us a little bit more about what it is that you do. How's business going? How is everything?
Business is going really good, yes. Yeah. So Phoenix Health Hub is our lovely health and well-being one-stop shop on the high street, just up from the cinema. We've got 12 gorgeous practitioners, chiropractors, physios, nutritionists, massage therapists. And it's where you go to get your health and well-being needs looked after.
Fabulous. And everything's going all right for you?
Yeah, it's going really good. Brilliant. I mean, we're having to adapt to the economy and the times,
yes, of course,
and we're being more creative.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people that need our help, so we're just happy to help them.
Excellent. Amazing. And Neil, what about you? What is it that you do and how's everything going?
Well, I'm from a company called Pureprint. We're a large printing business based largely in Uckfield. We've got a number of sites around the UK.
Yep.
It's a locally owned business.
Amazing.
Our own client services in that business. It's a broad printing offer, just proving that printing is alive.
Yeah.
It's also a broad marketing services offer.
Yep.
Business is good. Business is good. We spent a large part of March printing annual reports for FTSE 100 companies, making luxury boxes for influencers.
Oh, amazing.
Direct mail, anything that's flat and printable. The business in Newcastle does retail and does point of sale installations. Very broadly based business.
Yeah.
Lots of diversity of product.
Yeah.
Lots of different marketplaces, lots of ways into the company. So, yeah, it's good. It's hard work.
Brilliant.
But you don't get anything without hard work.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds fabulous.
Can I ask, what isn't a luxury influencer box? Because I think I might want to be an influencer now. This sounds really exciting.
I think influencers is a brilliant place to be. Anybody with a sufficient following on most social media platforms, and predominantly Instagram and TikTok, but most social media platforms, get sent lots of free stuff.
Yep.
They often get sent lots of free stuff in beautifully made boxes made by Pureprint. If you go to YouTube and look at unboxing videos on YouTube,
people my kids love that.
Creating content, often, not always, let's be honest, but often boxes that we've made, that we've packed with anything ranging from cosmetics to cocktail glasses, dependent upon the brand.
Yeah. Mm.
And the suggestion is that an influencer getting you know, 100,000, 500,000, a million views is going to sell at least as much product as any other marketing channel.
Yeah.
But it's the beautiful boxes that matter.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to see these beautiful boxes.
It's when they come and they hold these boxes and they do look absolutely gorgeous. So I'm like, oh, I just want the box. I don't care about what's inside. I want to keep the box.
You taste with your eyes, don't you? So you
absolutely.
Can imagine this box of beauty, which is just so enticing.
No, absolutely.
Well, I know Johnny's been to Pureprint and offered his services to the team there, and there are lots of boxes knocking around, and he'd be very welcome to come and have another look.
Oh,
there we go.
It. Thank you for that.
Take one of the boxes.
I will.
So we've just done some networking live on air, right now. Oh, I love it. Amazing. So, Johnny, why did you decide to sponsor the awards and how did you choose your category? Feel free to share, obviously, what category you're sponsoring as well.
Well, so, we're sponsoring the Wellbeing at Work Award, and wellbeing is obviously our strap line. We want to look after people, but in the workplace, it's so important to look after the staff. You know, the research that's been out there for many years now, including a study done by Deloitte, actually, that study that for every pound spent on the well-being of the staff, they got £5 return from reduced absenteeism, more productivity, happier staff, more cohesion, etc. So it's really important to us that is a part of the workforce. So we, as Neil said, we do our spine checks, but we want to see what companies do to prioritise the well-being of their staff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, we're very excited about seeing what companies do.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. And Neil, same question to you. Why did you decide to sponsor the awards and how did you choose your category?
Okay, well, we're a decent-sized business in Uckfield. As I said earlier, we've got about 270 people. We've got apprentices. We've got young people coming into the business. We want to be part of the community. Pureprint wants to be part of the Uckfield community, which is why we're members of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
I'm sponsoring the Retailer of the Year Award.
Yep.
Retailers are resilient and brave.
Yeah.
They're a fixed-cost business. Take your premises, take your people, take all your fittings, buy all your stock and hope you can sell it.
Yep, absolutely.
Printing's a fixed-cost business. People, machineries, and locations and property, and then hope that you can generate enough revenue to make sure that makes sense. So
absolutely,
there are lots of similarities. And retail in Uckfield's brilliant. Retail in Uckfield.
Yeah, we were just saying, weren't we? The high street's always busy.
Yeah, we have a high street that most other towns would be proud of.
Yeah.
You know, footfall was down roughly 1% in high streets last year. Upfield beat that, and it was far better than shopping centres and retail shopping experiences.
Absolutely.
And, large location shopping experiences.
Yeah.
It's a really vibrant place full of entrepreneurs. It's a great place to be retailing.
100% agree. Amazing. Brilliant. And Johnny, what are you most looking forward to about being a part of the awards this year?
Well, the awards ceremony, as Neil mentioned, is run by the Upfield Chamber of Commerce, and it's a really proactive group.
Yeah.
Headed up by our one and only Ian Noble. Big shout out for the main man. And it just brings people together in a community base. And as Neil mentioned, these entrepreneurs are blooming brave in this day and age to get out there and make a business. And I think these people should be recognised and supported. And that night, which I went to 2 years ago as our first one, was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
We were very fortunate to come away with an award or two. And it's just a really lovely place to bring people together.
Yeah.
So bringing the team and having a table and just enjoying the night will be really exciting.
Absolutely. Amazing. And Neil, same for you. What are you most looking forward to about being involved?
I mean, it's really interesting, isn't it? Speaking to Johnny, and I've known him for a little while. You know, he's been in the high street for 3 years.
Yeah.
It's an extraordinary thing. And I'm looking forward to meeting entrepreneurs, hardworking people, people with a focus on making a difference.
Yeah.
You know, people that come in with independent retailers into a high street and through offering better service and a better quality experience that can fight against large retailers with more resources and more marketing resources.
Yeah.
And just caring about people. And as Johnny said, plus the black tie dinner's not too bad at the end either.
No, not at all. Everyone getting all nice and dressed up.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. And Johnny, as the judge of your category, what kinds of things will you be looking for in an awards entry? This is quite a big question.
It is a big question, Kirsty, and it is going to take about an hour to two to go through all the points that we're looking for. For me, we did it last year, or sorry, 2 years ago, and we checked out some companies, and it was amazing how diverse the ideas were to support the well-being, because it's not just the physical well-being, it's the mental well-being. It's,
yes, of course.
And it's bringing people together. And one of the ideas that we as a team, or actually mainly me, because I misheard someone say check in rather than chicken because of her accent, because she's South African like my wife, I thought she said chicken. So I actually bought a little fluffy chicken, and I take this around with me to the staff, and it's my check-in chicken.
Yeah.
So when I bring it up to them, they know that I'm going to just be checking in to see how they're getting on with life and home life and work life, and just it's just literally a very, well, as cheap as you can get, a £5 chicken to go up to a member of staff or have it lying around. And it's just a check-in, you know, and we do well-being walks and we do lots of activities. It's just trying to see what companies can do.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to cost a lot of money.
No. Just what they've done, what they've implemented.
What they've implemented, what they can share with other companies and help bosses like ourselves and other companies to actually support the well-being of staff.
Yeah.
Because it's tough out there and it's stressful, and we don't want that stress to impact them negatively, but rather find ways of supporting staff and keeping everyone as happy as they can be.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% agree. Amazing. Same question to you, Neil. So as the judge of your category, what kinds of things will you be looking for in an awards entry?
Well, I think it's really interesting. It's a cliche, right? But people buy from people.
Yeah.
And they do. And, you know, we're in a service industry and we've got this focus. Again, John and I were discussing before, it's quite a useful 5 minutes before this interview.
Yeah.
We were discussing before the desire to create an emotional connection between clients and suppliers.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, we're striving really hard to create what we call a wow connection. That, you know, we as a business are delivering. The reason I'm talking about Pureprint is I want to reflect that in the retailers.
We as
a business are delivering award-winning products, books, digitally printed, life, all these award-winning products. Okay? But actually, if you don't create an emotional connection with the client, they can buy the same thing or similar things at a commoditized level elsewhere.
Yeah.
And that's why you can walk into a brilliant independent retailer and buy something with a great experience.
Yeah.
And you'll probably pay a little bit more than you would do if you walk into a large national retailer where there is no experience. So I'm looking forward to meeting people who run businesses with a service ethos. They're succeeding because they care more than the bigger opposition who have more resources.
Absolutely. Yeah, sounds amazing. Brilliant. Well, thank you both so much. Those are all the questions I had to ask. Is there anything else either of you wanted to add before we signed off for today?
I just want to make sure everyone goes to the business, Elkfield Business website and vote for themselves, vote for their friends, vote for their family, anyone they know, because it is
nominate
and everyone.
Yeah,
because
there's
so many great business owners and representatives and fabulous people in Elkfield, and we want to bring this event to bring the community together.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Nominate.
Perfect. Please. Amazing.
And I'm going to promote Uckfield Chamber of Commerce. It's an excellent organisation.
Absolutely.
Brilliantly run.
Yeah.
Lots of the networking events. Have really super people in there who care a great deal and will be interested in what you do and will help you grow your business. And as part of these awards, Uckfield Chamber of Commerce deliver a brilliant service to the business community.
Absolutely. Would 100% agree. Amazing. Well, thank you both so much for coming in this morning. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and I'll speak to you both soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing. No problem.
Thank you.